You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Okay, I always like to start with something interesting. And scientists have discovered a simple trick that they say will help all of us read 35% faster and comprehend more than when we have been doing this in the past. What the scientists say that we need to start thinking of fonts on our devices as almost reading glasses. So we all know that you can increase the font on your device, whatever it is. You just hit Control Plus on a Mac or Command Plus on Windows. But the scientists, they have put together a 5-minute test that you can take for free on the internet that they say will select the best font style and the best font size that you should be using across all your devices. I think this is so cool. And if you guys want to take the test, we have a link to it over at komando.com. But speaking of fonts, I finally found out what font that they use for Alphabet Soup. I finally found this out. Do you know what it is? Times New Roman. Get it? Oh, I know. That was bad. It was really bad. So on that happy note, welcome to another Kim Komando show. I am, of course, your beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando. And yes, the Kim Komando show, it's the most listened show, the biggest show, the most trusted show. You can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for my last name, Komando. And you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, 24/7, all 3 hours, commercial free. And you can get that over at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women in the Space Force, Coast Guard, Air Force, Navy, Marines, and the Army who are listening to us on the American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right. I read every single thing that I can every single day to bring you folks just the news that you need to know. And then I try to boil it down so it makes common sense. And this is part of the show where I like to focus on where tech is heading, new developments that are happening right now that's going to change on what you use or how things are currently working. So starting at number one of our 5 top things, I'm sure you know by now, if you're concerned about having your Amazon packages stolen, you can always have your orders delivered to these Amazon lockers. And they're typically located in apartment buildings, convenience stores, and they're all over college campuses. So apparently, there's a problem with people breaking into the Amazon lockers and then stealing boxes that they have no idea what's in them. I mean, seems a better target for the criminals might be an ATM because you know what's in that. But anyway, turns out soon you may be able to add your local police department to that list of Amazon locker locations. This past week in Washington, D.C., the first Amazon lockers were placed at police stations. And if the pilot project goes well, they say they're going to roll it out throughout the United States. All right, number two on our list of future things is don't buy a Pixel anything right now, even if it's your New Year's resolution. From the coming soon department, Google is expected to roll out 2 new smartphones, the Pixel 7 and the Pixel 7 Pro. Now, the Pixel 7 has a dual rear camera. The Pro has a triple lens on the back of the device. Now, Google's phones, they use Google's own processor chips. They call it the next-gen Google Tensor processor. And what Google says, it's going to be even more helpful, personalized, photos, video, security, speech recognition. Everything's going to be great, and we're going to track you. Oh, no, they didn't say they're going to track you. Comes in different colors. Obsidian. What color do you think obsidian is? That's black. Snow is white. Lemongrass. Yes, you can buy a phone that's color is lemongrass. It's kind of greenish yellow or hazel. I mean, hazel's like eyes. It's grayish green. Also coming out is the new Pixel Watch. They say it's made from recyclable stainless steel. And, of course, the Fitbit's all baked in because Fitbit is now owned by Google. And when is it coming out? October 6th. Number three, YouTube is going to be taking on MasterClass next year, and this is going to be huge. This is going to be so big. The number one search site in the world is Google. The number two search site on the internet is YouTube. That's right. And I'm sure you know, and I bet you have used so many how-to videos on YouTube. And now coming soon, creators will be able to offer classes. You'll be able to take classes and then pay for them. And then if you're a creator, you can create classes and then charge for them. Videos that are part of a paid class, this is really wonderful. They're not going to have any ads placed in them, and they can also be played in the background like a podcast. You can also offer supplemental materials too. And I'm sure that YouTube's going to take some piece of the action that makes sense. And then rolling out with all this is something that they're calling quizzes. So as a creator, you can ask your viewers about something in a video to see how they did, what they learned. This is really smart. And then they're also going to have a player for education. This lets students focus on the YouTube videos, and it gets rid of the ads, recommendations, external links. So get your minds going now. Think about this. What class could you teach on YouTube that you know a lot about that you could make some money at? Think about this. We'll be rolling out the early part next year, so you have some months to put it all together. I'll tell you, I took an astronomy class in college. Ooh, it was really hard. It was harder than expected. I just had to study day and night. Okay, moving on. Number four, where are all the flying taxis? Let's talk about Amazon drone deliveries first. After 15 years of news and hype, we have some being launched in two places throughout the United States. I mean, I remember Jeff Bezos being on 60 Minutes saying, coming soon, we're going to have Amazon packages coming by drone. You know, that community in California, it's a really tiny town. Somebody was saying like, oh, yeah, it's target practice because they're just starting to roll it out in this one small town. Well, a month or so ago, an LA Times story predicted that air taxis carrying people will be shooting all around the LA skies in just 5 years. So is that really going to be possible? Well, this past week, United Airlines made a $15 million investment into an electric vehicle takeoff and landing vehicle startup, Eve Air Mobility, and has options on 200 additional aircraft, and they have a range of around 60 miles. Now, United Airlines isn't the only one doing this. American Airlines bought 250 VX4 flying taxis from the firm Vertical Aerospace. They carry four passengers up to 100 miles and speeds topping out really fast, 150 miles per hour. Now, Morgan Stanley says that the autonomous urban aircraft space total market could be worth $1.5 trillion by 2040. But it's going to take some time because they require complex FAA-issued rules. We're talking about years of testing, thousands of flight training hours, licensing. And gosh, I mean, we don't even have the pilots that we need right now. But flying taxis are coming. And they replace helicopters, which, you know, I don't even know how helicopters ever fly. And coming in last at number five, are you ready to get a manicure from a robot? That's right. When you go get a manicure, I can tell you, it takes, what, 45 minutes? I go every 2 weeks. It takes 45 minutes. It's an hour to get a manicure. And maybe it costs $30. Maybe it costs $50, depending upon what services and what kind of nails and good all that other good stuff. And then, of course, you always want to tip them very nicely. There's a new robot by the name of Clockwork. And they just inked a deal to put manicure machines into Targets. Manicure machines. It's really fascinating to me. The robots utilize AI, they say, in 3D technology. They determine the size and shape of the person's hands and their nails, and then they provide the manicure. So you just put your hands into this machine, boom, done. 10 minutes. All it takes, $10. 10 minutes and $10. Think about that. Instead of $30, $50 for an hour to get your nails done, it's now 10 minutes for $10. That's really something. As I mentioned, target locations, they're only coming out with six, Texas, California, and Minnesota. And if any of you ever get your nails done by a Target or by a robot in Target, I'd really want to see the pictures. I really want to see how it really works. I might just go find one just for myself. You know, I was going to make a joke, but so hard to make a manicure joke. It's so hard because you know what? You just have to nail it. I know. Sorry. Please forgive me. All right, coming up, you don't want to miss. I have some great uses for some smart plugs. And we have one buried Google Maps setting that you need to change right now. I'm going to tell you the fast way to delete accounts that you no longer use. I have three work-at-home jobs that pay $20 an hour that you don't want to miss. And, of course, we have more of your phone calls here on The Kim Komando Show.
When you drive the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power, you can stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see yourself behind the wheel of the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Kia received the fewest reported problems among all brands in the J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study based on 2019 models. See jdpower.com/awards for 2022 details.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. Hey, just a reminder that if you have not already gotten your free guides, come on, you're missing out. Head over to commando.com/free guides. Once again, that's commando.com/free guides. We have free guides for Windows and Mac, and you're going to love them. You can get both if you want. That's commando.com/free guides. All right, how about we start with Howard in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hello there, Howard.
Hello. Actually, it's Lehighton, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
I'm north of
close.
Philadelphia.
You got it.
About 100 miles north.
So what's
Thank
going on?
Thank you for taking my call, and I'm a huge fan of yours for over 20 years. Unfortunately, our local station doesn't carry you anymore, so I have to rely on your emails. So that's great,
too. Oh, we should get, you know what? You can always get the podcast, too.
That's very true. I'm not too savvy on setting things up, so I have to rely on my wife for that one.
All right. Okay. So what's going on? How can I lend a hand?
Yes. A few weeks ago, you had an article on one of your emails about the correct TV antennas for the region, the unamplified, the amplified in the outdoors, and so on and so forth. And when checking with the FCC's digital TV reception map, the when putting in this address, it shows that our area has about a moderate to a weak range, and it doesn't even show the nearest signal for our area. So we're north of Philadelphia, west of New York City by about 100 miles, and and south of Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area by about 60 miles. So give or take in that area. So we have a lot of mountains in the area, a river going about 500 feet from our home, but mountains on all four sides, basically.
Okay. I can't move mountains for you, Howard. I can't do that. I can do a lot of things, but that's not one of them. You know, the mountains are a problem. But you, if you want to try it, it's not expensive, is that you can put an antenna up on the roof. And they say that they have some of these motorized directional antennas. They say they have over 150 plus miles, and they're about $35. They're relatively inexpensive because, you know, I remember when I was a kid, my father would go up on the roof and try to position the antenna, the TV antenna, and then I would be standing outside the front door, and then my mother would be on the inside, or one of my brother or sisters, and then they would be like, okay, right there, don't move the antenna, stop right there.
And then I am old enough. That's exactly what we had to do when I was 10 years old. We were out turning the antenna. Okay, that's it. We only had three channels that we could do that to.
Well, now we have a lot more. So what I want to do is I want to give you a couple of links. I'm going to give you a link to these motorized antennas. So now you don't have to get on the roof anymore. It has a remote control.
Cool.
And then I'm going to give you a link. There's a tool that says where to point the antenna. So
that's helpful.
Where you're located and then which direction that antenna should really be.
But,
you know, there's no guarantee that it's going to work, but
sure,
it's $35. And if you try it out and fast enough and it doesn't work, I'm sure that Amazon will take it back because they're pretty good about taking back everything as long as it's within that return window. So, Howard, I'm going to give you links to the antennas as well as that the link on how we're, you know, which direction to point that antenna and in your email. And everybody else, you'll find those links inside the Commando community. So if you go to commando.com/community, that's where you'll find the links to everything that I talk about. If I ever say go to the Commando community for those links, that's where I post them. And again, that's commando.com/community in the Q&A forum. All right, if you have some smart plugs, here are some great things you can do with it. You can set timers on a few lamps that will look like your home when you're not. You can put each lamp on a different schedule, too. You can put the kids' gaming console or TV on a smart plug because this way you set the schedule, no more fighting over it. If you sleep with a fan, you can always put on a smart plug and have it turn off automatically in the middle of the night. Now, if you're wondering which smart plug is the best, buy the one that works with what you already have, whether it's Alexa, Google, or Siri. Hey, stay right where you are. Coming up, Ali Seligman's going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about some bad apps here on the Kim Komando Show.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
All right, still to come in just a few moments, one buried Google's Maps setting that you need to change right now. We're going to tell you the fast way to delete accounts that you no longer use, and still to come later on, three work-at-home jobs that pay $20 an hour. And I'm passing that along now because the holidays, I know, they're going to be here before you know it. All right, we're going to welcome Ali Seligman to the Kim Komando Show right now. And Ali, as I like to refer to her, is our amazing content queen. And I've noticed a trend over the last couple of months in Komando land at Komando.com, Ali, is that there's just a lot of bad apps that get downloaded a lot of times, right?
A lot of times. It seems like it never ends. We could probably write every day about another app to take off your phone, and there would just be another one the next day.
And now, these bad apps are not that they malfunction. Okay. These are bad apps that contain malware, spyware, viruses. Maybe they're even going to mine cryptocurrency in the background on your phone or on your tablet or your laptop, whatever it may be. So that's what we refer to as bad apps. So it's not that they're glitchy because they exist, but these are just bad overall because they're just nasty.
Yes, exactly. One of the big types, those are adware apps. That's where, if you've ever noticed pop-ups on your phone, like, wait, I'm in an app that shouldn't have pop-ups. What's happening here? That's one type. And honestly, that's kind of mild if we're looking at the malware side. They get really bad. You know, these are things that can steal your banking credentials. They can see everything you type into your phone, steal all your passwords, your logins. They can record your screen. So it's pretty scary stuff. And, you know, they go after the types of apps that people want to download, of course, because they want to get this stuff on as many phones as possible.
Sure.
So, you know, you search for these big categories, think, oh, that looks nice, got a lot of downloads. And you might not realize, wow, that is doing things on my phone that are really bad and, you know, really bad for my privacy and security.
So there are different categories, right, that they seem to trend towards. I already spoke about games like Minecraft and Roblox, add-ons for those games. Didn't we have one that was a PDF? We pretended it was going to be help you fill out PDFs. And
that is a big
security,
one, yes. Yep, PDF scanner apps. We all remember Cam Skinner, right? So Cam Skinner had 100 million downloads in the Google Play Store.
Jeez,
this was an absolutely
that's
huge
crazy
app. Yeah, and it wasn't some no-name thing. We all had it, you know, all the major tech sites recommended it. It was a safe app. We all knew, okay, Cam Skinner, this is the one you can use. Well, then I got an update that was full of malware. So 100 million people had that.
Wow.
What do you do? Well, I wouldn't use that. I wouldn't use a third-party app for scanning. You just don't need it. You know, we've talked about it many times here. If you have an iPhone, use the Notes app in your phone. You can scan in there. You just take a photo and it scans for you. It's awesome. It's easy. You don't need to download anything extra. If you have an Android phone, I'm going to recommend Google Drive. I think it's the best and the easiest way. It's basically the same thing. You know, you click two buttons and you've scanned. So we have covered this several times over on commando.com because I think we're big advocates. You don't need an extra third-party app for this. Don't take the chance. Another big category. This one is always funny to me. Background apps. So fun backgrounds for your phone.
You don't think like, I'm going to get malware from a background? Are you kidding me? Yes.
Yeah, right? You think it's just, you know, this has got to be harmless. Well, that's where they get you because you think this will be harmless. And no, they turn out not to be. Actually, last month we wrote about a couple dozen apps that all told had about 2 million downloads. Several of these were, you know, at the top, the whole top of the list. They all had about 100,000 downloads each. And all of them were wallpaper apps. My advice here, I'm not going to tell you some fancy wallpaper app to go get. I'm going to say, you don't need one. Again, this is something where use a photo from your camera, take a screenshot. You know, you really don't need a separate app for this. I get it. You want something fancy, but I don't think it's worth the risk. Okay, another big category, something that you might need or you think you might need, a cleaner app. So these promise to speed up your phone, clear cache, increase your RAM, sweep under the bed, you know, do everything under the sun, right?
Make your thighs thinner, give you winning lottery numbers. I mean, everything.
Grow your hair back.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, if you have an iPhone, the truth is you really don't need one of these because iOS does a really good job at clearing out this junk on its own. One thing you might need help cleaning out, though, and that a lot of these apps say they do, is cleaning out your duplicate photos. This is a request we get all the time. And for that, we like Remo Duplicate Photos Remover. It's free. It's got a ton of great reviews. It gets the job done. For Android, a cleaner app actually can go a long way. It does a lot. It cleans out the junk. It finds what's eating up your space. It can increase battery life. We like C Cleaner. This one has been around forever. It's actually
been around a long time.
Yeah, it's on version 6 now. It's been around forever. It's safe. You can pay to remove the ads. It's about $7, but you don't have to. You can use it with the ads, and it's, you know, totally fine and can give your phone a boost. Don't go with any of those no names. C Cleaner, that's the one you want. If you have an iPhone, just skip it. Okay, another big one that we talk about all the time. You've probably heard me talk about it. QR code scanners.
Oh, I know. I don't know how many times we've told everybody, you don't need an app for a QR code. Just use your phone, right?
Alas, yes, there was one on the Google Play Store. It's always the Google Play Store. 10 million users had this on their phone. It was a barcode and QR code scanner. You don't need an app for that. You can use the camera on your phone. Hold up your camera on a QR code, and a site should pop up for you to click and go right to. If it doesn't work, it probably means that you need to change around your settings to enable QR code scanning. We've got articles on commando.com to show you how to do that. I'm not going to tell you here because you won't remember, but search QR code on commando.com and we'll show you how to do it. One more time, do not download a QR code scanner app. You don't need it.
Okay, exactly.
Another big one, maps and GPS apps. Okay, back in 2019, there were 19 apps that were identified. They were all GPS apps, all made by the same people. Surprise, surprise. They had a combined 50 million installs.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really? So, you know, that's pretty smart, though. I mean, if you're going to steal from people, instead of just stealing, like, from one person, you can get 19 at once. It's almost like when the big companies, they buy their competitors. So they just had everything out there. I've also noticed the same thing on Postmates is that there are several Thai restaurants that are located at one particular place on Indian School and 44th Street. So I was sitting there. I'm like, you know, it was like General Chow and then Thailand and also. And I love Thai food, especially like red curry. Oh, my gosh.
That's my favorite,
the best.
Too.
Is it? I tried to make it the other day. It didn't come out very well. But anyway. And so I did Google the address to see what it looked like on Google Maps.
Yeah.
And then I noticed it's just like this one little storefront that has five different Thai restaurants and Postmates being delivered from that one spot.
Oh,
so,
man.
It's pretty
tricky,
smart.
Tricky. Yeah.
Yes.
It turns out this tactic works everywhere with apps, with restaurants. I would say for GPS and map apps, because you have to give so much information, this app knows exactly where you are at all time. I would just stick with the big guys, really. Google Maps, Apple Maps, Waze. If you really don't want to give any of those companies your location info, You can try DuckDuckGo. They have GPS services. It's pretty easy. In the DuckDuckGo browser, you search for a place, and then you can just get directions right in the app. And, you know, once you plug your phone in, it'll still work. So that's a good privacy-safe option. But really, don't go for one of those random GPS apps. You're probably downloading malware.
No. You know what? Apple, Google, or Waze, which is Waze is owned by Google. But
yeah.
I really like Waze. You know, I think I like Waze for the crowdsourcing, but also Waze, you can have my voice on it. Not that I listen to myself because that's annoying, but if you ever want to put my voice on the Waze app, you can do that.
Yeah, we've got that over on the website. Just search Waze. You can honestly download Kim's voice to direct you around town. It's actually pretty fun. I tried it.
And then I can say, you've arrived. You've arrived. I always want that. You know, wouldn't that be great in life when you get somewhere? It's like, you've arrived.
Oh, with a little sound. Something. I wish my theme song we play in the Commando community could just follow me places. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be wonderful. Yes. I love that.
All right.
Okay. So what do we got? We're running out of time. What else we got?
One final big category. This is the big one. Camera apps. Now, a lot of these are those apps that say, I'll make you beautiful. Change your face, filter you, make you look exactly how you want to look. There's one called Beauty Plus Easy Photo Filter. This had 300 million installs.
No way.
Way.
300 million?
Yeah, full of malware. Now, in general, these types of apps, these are one of the biggest categories that I see consistently in our list of bad apps. These ones that have names like Beauty Filter Pro, blah, blah, blah. I would avoid these in general. Now, if you want to take better photos with your phone, if you're just somebody taking pictures of your dog or your bagel or your kid or whatever, you're fine with just the regular camera app on your phone. If you're really into photography and you want to do something awesome, there's an app called Pro Camera Plus for iPhone that's really, really cool. It's totally manual stuff. You've got so many different controls. There are like 80 filters in it. It is not free. And that's why these cheap or free ones, right? That's why they spread so far. This one, it's $15. So it's expensive,
Ooh, yeah,
but it really
is
this kind of full-fledged, makes you feel like you have a DSLR camera just right in your hands. On Android, the best one out there is called ProShot. It's $5. If you want free, my runner-up is Adobe's Lightroom app, which you can edit photos in it, and it also has a camera. It's got a lot of really good filters in it. No, probably not going to do what the smoothing perfect beauty filter app is going to do, but it's also not going to infect your phone.
Exactly. And too much filtering, it doesn't look real.
It doesn't. Everybody can tell.
Yeah, it's like, no, that's not really her. Well, it kind of looks like her. Is that her? I'm not really sure. Is that him?
Yeah.
Yes, maybe. So, Alec, you just gave out all kinds of great names, and I'm sure there were people listening going, what was that? Okay, so is it all posted over on the website?
Of course. We're going to have it over on commando.com. Every app I talked about will have links that you can download it there directly. Yeah, go check it out.
Great job as always, Al. Thank you for keeping everybody up to date and cyber aware. All right, it's time now for a great tip, and this week is brought to you by iDrive.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready-to-spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
All right. There's one buried Google Maps setting that you just need to be aware of, and you need to change it if you want to just maybe get a little bit back of your privacy. Because Google Maps works even if you don't have a Google account associated with it. You don't get all the features, but signing in lets you save locations, your homework, and remember different routes. But Google Maps uses the GPS location of your phone to determine everywhere you are in the world. And then those locations are stored in your profile. Now, all that info is seldom deleted from your account, so you can check where you were on this day 5 years ago. It's pretty eye-opening to check the list. And maybe it might creep you out. Maybe it's a fun walk down memory lane. What you're going to do is sign into your Google accounts And then you're going to have data and privacy. And then there's history settings. And then you're going to see a map with details like your saved home and work locations, recorded trips. And you can go back a few years. And we've got more information about how you can remove all this data over at commando.com. Just search for one buried Google Maps setting. And then that whole tip is just going to pop right up for you. All right, still to come this hour, we have some other tips to share, like three work-at-home jobs that pay $20 an hour. And, of course, we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, Elizabeth in Marion, Iowa. Hello there, Elizabeth. Glad to have you with us.
Hello, thanks for having me.
You betcha. How can I help you out? What's going on?
So one of the things that I do is I am an applied suicide intervention skills trainer, and I offer a two-day intensive suicide first aid class. I'm not very tech savvy, and this class requires the use of a projector and PowerPoints and videos. And usually when we take this on the road, we ask the venue to provide that equipment for us. And I've had some real struggles using other people's equipment. So I want to buy a projector that does these things, but I need your help. I don't know what to buy.
Okay. Now, you probably want one with – you want one that's portable, right, that you can carry around. It's not too heavy.
Yeah, 'cause I travel sometimes to other states to do the training.
Which is really such a fabulous calling that you have, really, an applied suicide skills trainer. That's really something, you know.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, so thanks for letting me talk to you today.
Yes, you know what, we need to do all we can to prevent that. All right. All right, so I'm going to tell you about one, and then I'm going to give you a link to it. And I will forewarn you that these are not $50.
Sure.
There's a mini projector that you can put, say, about 9 to 10 feet away from the screen, and it will project up to 100 inches on the screen.
Okay.
It's made by a company by the name of Anchor. They've been around for a long time. It's clear. It's really bright. It has a 360-degree speaker that is pretty fabulous, and it's $299. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if you don't need a speaker, which I think I probably want to carry the whole enchilada with me, so I'm not worried about the speakers, there's a ViewSonic that's about $550. And it also will throw it to the projector. But I think I like this Anchor one for you because it's $300. It's not heavy. And this way you can set it all up on your Windows machine. And then when you get there, you know it just works. And you're not fumbling around. And you're not sitting there saying, okay, I did save my presentation on a thumb drive. Can we use a thumb drive? Okay, because I've done that.
Yeah, could somebody in the class help me? I don't know how to do this. Yes, that would be great to know how.
So, now you're just going to have everything all in your little bag that you're going to carry around. You're going to get there. You're going to get it done, pack it all up, and then you're out of there. Elizabeth, I'm going to send some links to you via email and everybody else. I'll post them inside the Commando community. Stay right where you are. We have more of the show coming up. Okay, the holidays are right around the corner, and over at the website, we have a whole list of work-at-home jobs. But these are jobs like you could be a bookkeeper, you could be a freelance PR or marketing person. Whatever you do, just don't Google make money at home because you will get scammed. Instead, head over to the website. That's Commando with a K, of course, and in the search box, just type work-at-home jobs. Hey, thanks for listening to Kim Komando today. So reach over and give me a nice 5-star review. Yes, thank you. And thanks for listening.